That's the new single from Baby Bird.
Did you get me yawning on the end of that?
Don't worry about it. It often happens in our company.
Sorry, I'm still a bit jet lagged.
Where have you been?
I was in LA over New Year. I only got back into England yesterday.
Good, so you're back. It's a long holiday, isn't it? It's all right
for
you.
Well, I was working over there.
Yeah. Well, we've only got your word for that.
No, you see me pitching the paper.
Show me video. So Baby Bird F Word comes out on the 6th of March, and the new single may well be single of the week next week, that, unless you change your mind over the weekend.
Of course.
So we got to let Mel and C get off and get ready for doing this gig tonight at the 9X. Actually, I feel sorry for the Manchester Evening News, because everybody still calls that place 9X, and it's the Manchester Evening News Arena now. Just a couple of quick questions. Ian Hardstaff says, title track of the album Northern Star, did you write it about yourself? Not that you're a star.
No, sort of. It's about everyone, really. You know, you are your own Northern Star. You know, but really, the song's just about things I've witnessed through becoming a celebrity and, you know, being in the Spice Girls and the, you know, the media intrusion and just, you know, stuff like that. It's a bit of a love story as well.
I'm sure it's a pain, but do you like being famous? I mean, because everybody dreams of, when you're a little girl, being a singer,
I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. No. Of course, you know, there's some bits which are bad, but there's so many great things about it, I don't like to complain.
Right, absolutely, yeah. Are you going to release Suddenly Monday as a single once you're Katie Moore?
Possibly, yeah.
Quite a good choice, because it's quite different, isn't it, from some of the other stuff?
Well, you know, it's been really hard, because I really believe that every single, well, every song on the album is... You know, it's good enough to be a single, so it's been really difficult to decide.
I know.
You
could release Go, the Wild Billy Orbit thing.
No, I could do. Or if that were me, the song about homeless people, which, you know, we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Spoiled for choice.
Spoiled for choice. Kevin in Reading says, are you putting the Spice Girls Christmas shows out on video? Because you were talking about it.
Yeah, that is happening, actually, yes. It is. I think it's going to be on DVD as well.
All right, fair enough.
Thank you.
So what do? You do this concert tonight, then is it back to Melanie C business or Spice Girls business?
Well, it's all Melanie C business at the moment, with the single coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to go on tour. I want to get back on the road.
Right.
So, you know, I'll be touring again as soon as I can.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Mel C, Shire Horses, double bill.
Well, you know, there's possibilities there, right. And we've had you on, and we had Jerry on before. We had Victoria. Albeit on the phone. So pass the word on to Emma and the other Mel.
Okay.
And we expect to see them sometime soon.
All right, I'm sure you will.
All right then, thanks a lot for coming
in. Thank you very much.
All right, Melanie. See you later. Nice one.